Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Let's everybody have a seat now. Amen. Everybody, let's have a seat now. Get your Bibles out. Open the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus, chapter number 22. Exodus chapter 22. Yep, just a hair, brother. Amen. And then we'll look at a verse in Deuteronomy, chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Also tonight, we did hear from Jimmy a while ago, and that little boy's surgery went good, and that they're going to be down there a while. Y'all pray for him. Plan on going down there to Charlotte tomorrow morning, Lord willing, and visiting them. So y'all pray for him. Now tonight, I thought we'd take just while. It's been several years since I've done it. Actually, I've never done this the way I'm going to do it. But I thought I'd talk just for a few minutes tonight about this holiday of Halloween and where it come from a little bit. And what does the Bible say? And that ought to be any Christian's question tonight is, what does the Bible say? Not necessarily what's popular in society or even in religion, but what does the Bible say? You know, sometimes people get on religious kicks and the churches start saying this. That don't necessarily mean it's right. The question is, what does the Bible say? Martin Luther, the great reformer, one time they said they used to come up to him. You know, he preached a lot of stuff that was contrary to what the Catholic Church believed at that time and still does. And they come up to Martin Luther one time and they said, but the church fathers say. And Martin Luther said, "To blazes with the church fathers. What saith the scripture?" That's a little strong language for our generation. But what he's saying was, it don't matter what the church fathers say. What does the Bible say? And we say the same thing tonight. It don't matter what the world says. It don't matter what politicians say or even religious leaders. It don't matter what I say or you say. What saith the scripture? Now, look here what the Bible says. In Exodus 22:18, he gave instructions to Israel there, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." That was in Israel's time in the Old Testament, and they were not allowed to have a witch in their congregation. That's why you hear all them old Salem witch hunts and witch trials they went on. And the day we're living in the day of grace in America, We don't kill people because they disagree with our beliefs, and they shouldn't kill us. You have a right to believe and be anything you want in this country, and we're not Old Testament Jews living out in the and going into toward the Promised Land. But look at Deuteronomy 18. Look at Deuteronomy 18, and verse number 10. I'll preach on this in detail sometime. It's been a while since I have, but I guess people need to hear this. "There shall not be," look at Deuteronomy 18:10. This was God's instructions to Israel. "There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire." That's an interesting study when we have time to get to it. "Or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer." Does anybody know what necromancy is? Can anybody tell me? He's talking to the dead, communicating with the dead. Many, many of our famous politicians and athletes say, my grandmother's been dead for 50 years, and grandmother comes in my room and talks to me at night. Now, there might be somebody coming and talking to you in your bedroom at night, but it is not your grandma. According to the Bible, people in heaven don't come back and visit us. People in hell don't come back and visit us. They're there with the doors shut, both places. There are exceptions God made in the Old Testament that seem a little weird, like when they called up the spirit of Samuel and stuff like that, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. But he said, an observer of time, that's horoscopes, that's astrology, that's anything supernatural that is not God. Can I say this tonight? Anything that's supernatural but's not in the confines of the Bible is not of God. Amen. Any kind of power, any kind of invoking help from something somewhere. When people roll dice, they turn on that, they go, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Who are they talking to? Who do you mean? Come on, 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 come on. Seven, come. Who are you asking to help you? It ain't God. You're not saying, dear Lord, bless this shoot in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me win this money. You don't you're talking to something or somebody. People say, just come on, come on, help me, come on, come on, help. Now, sometimes they're talking to God, but if they ain't, they're not talking to the right spirit. I like what Brother Ed said that time. He said, a guy come up, he said, you Christians are too narrow-minded. And he said, do you know how narrow-minded I am right there? He said, that right there, that's how narrow-minded we are. From this side to this side. Anything out here we don't agree with, anything out here we don't agree with, just what's in here. Now the world can't stand that. They can't tolerate that. They think there's got to be good other than the God of the Bible. But there's not. There's God, there's Satan, there's one Holy Spirit, and a bunch of evil spirits. And I'll talk about that in a minute too. This thing of Halloween. I remember feeling mean at Halloween. When I was growing up, we lived up there in Clinchfield, and Mom, we always went trick-or-treating. Mom didn't, she didn't really mean no harm by it. She didn't know. We'd go up and down the street and get a bag full of candy, and we'd dress up like a cowboy or something, and we had no idea. We had no clue in the world that was an evil holiday or the devil. They sacrificed babies and killed people and did satanic rituals and all. I had no idea. I had no idea of that. But I remember growing up, when I got a little bit bigger, I felt evil at Halloween. Before I got saved, when I was 16, me and these boys, somehow or another, we got some pumpkins or something. I think it was pumpkin. And we got them in the car or in the back of a truck or something. And we went around throwing them in people's yard, busting them in their... That's mean. That's pure mean. If somebody did that now, boy, I'd be ready to crack her head. But we did it, and we laughed about it. And there was these girls, this girl was a cheerleader in our school, and I never did like her for some reason. She was just annoying. She'd just get on your nerves. She's a pest. And I always said, yeah, 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 like a, she reminded you of a chihuahua. She was looking and just, you know, not Chihuahua's big eyes. That's the way she looked. And I never could stand her. And she got behind us, and we threw some, I think it was tomatoes or something, got them all over her car. And it was bad. It was bad. We should have never done that. And she started crying because it was her daddy's car. And then I felt bad, you know. She went and told her daddy, them mean boys, the tomatoes on my car. And then that's about the worst trouble, I mean, that I ever got into. Some of you probably got in a lot worse. And we're not going to have testimonies here tonight of who done the meanest things on Halloween. It's probably him. Or him. But you know, you don't feel like that on Christmas. You don't say, it's Christmas tonight. We're going to go out and raise Cain, you know, and bust people's windshield. There's just an evil. It's connected. Halloween is connected with being mean. It's just automatic. You don't get up Easter Sunday and say, oh boy, we're going to raise you know what tonight. People don't do that. But when it's Halloween, listen, it's Friday. This time it's on Friday. There'll be extra devil. I remember in Marion, do they still do this? I don't know about more. In Marion, all the car lots, when you drive down the street on Halloween, they'd have all their cars in the back of the lots. You remember that? They still do that? You know why? Some fool come by there and throw eggs. We'd go to the grocery store and buy the eggs, and there wasn't no eggs. They said, we took all the eggs off the shelf. They didn't sell eggs because everybody'd be busting them, throwing them to bust on cars. Just go buy a car lot and bust every one of them. Now, what makes a person do that? The Lord. It ain't the Lord. It ain't the Lord. Ain't the Lord makes you want to just get up and tear somebody's stuff up. We used to have this little sport. We had Pepsi bottles. And we'd go down the road and I'd hang out the window and throw them at people's mailboxes. And this one guy, we didn't like him because he was rich. We thought he was rich because he had a swimming pool. The only person in Nebo had a swimming pool. And we went by and just threw all kind of stuff at his mailbox and knocked it off down in the woods. And we thought, boy, ain't we tough. No, we were not. We were wicked and we were led by the devil. And that stuff's not funny when you start tearing up somebody's personal property. What makes you feel like that? And then I got saved and I found out there was one God and one devil and a bunch of evil spirits. And then I began to research it and hear preachers preach, and I thought, oh my, there's what this thing is. It's an evil holiday. It's an evil holiday. I'm telling you, it's a backward 13. October 31st, it's 13 backwards. It's All Hallows Eve. All Hallows Eve. The old ancient Druids and all them believed their new year began November the 1st, which would be Saturday. And they celebrated with a big bang the eve of all the saints that they hallowed. And they call it Hallows Eve. Hallows Eve, Hallows Eve, Halloween. Turned into that. And so let's think about what the Bible say. What does the Bible say? Now the word witch and witchcraft are about 10 times in the Bible. Witch 3 times, witchcraft 7 times. Turn your Bible to Galatians chapter 5 just for a minute. And we'll look here at a verse of scripture here in the Bible. Talk about it just a little bit. And I want to say something about witches. And according to the Bible, which is our authority, the Bible, this is Galatians 5 and verse 20. 5 and verse 20. He said, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy. And he does all that. And then in the middle of verse 21, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So he puts witchcraft in the same paragraph as drunkenness, murder, adultery, all kind of stuff like that. Now, I know people that say, oh, well, but you got to define what kind of witch you're talking about. There's good witches and bad witches. No, in the Bible, a witch is a witch is a witch. All witches are hooked up with the wrong spirit. It may be some does different stuff than others, but there is no such thing in the Bible as a good witch. There's no such thing in the Bible as good magic. People say there's good magic, white magic, black magic, all that kind of stuff. All magic in the Bible, all dependent on supernatural powers other than God and the Bible. Let's just talk about this for a minute. Let's talk about this. I'll get ahead of myself, but I got to hurry. Let's talk about this for a minute. The word ghost. Every once in a while, people come up and ask me. They come up and say, preacher, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah, sure. They said, do you believe in ghosts? And I say, yeah. They say, really? You're a preacher and you believe in ghosts? And I said, yeah, the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's a Holy Ghost, and he's part of the Godhead. He's God you're dealing with. Now, all these ghosts that come in people's houses and... Here's the way it goes. I don't mean to get nobody paranoid or nothing. But it's like, I thought I saw it. You ever do that? A shadow goes across this way in the hallway in your house. That's always the way it is in the movies. It just barely appears and goes behind the couch. You think, what was that? But it's not real in here because you got to have that music. That music goes, doo. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Ch-ch-ch-ch. Ta! Something's got you. The killer comes out with a knife. You can always tell when the killer is coming with a knife by that music. Buddy, I'm telling you, it's not jingle bell, jingle bell. They're always taking a shower. Remind me never to take a shower if I go to Hollywood. You'll get murdered, sure as the world. Everybody that takes a shower gets murdered. But you know what? The word ghost is in the Bible almost 100 times. 97 just about to be exact. And listen, it is never a bad thing. In the Bible, there is no such thing as a bad ghost. Ain't no such thing. I checked them. It's the Holy Ghost most of the time. And every time it's not talking about the Holy Ghost, it's talking about somebody dying. They gave up the ghost. They gave up the ghost. You know what's evil in the Bible? Spirit. Evil spirits. And that's why those new modern versions of the Bible don't say Holy Ghost. They say Holy Spirit. Now, our Bible, listen to me carefully, our Bible does say Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost. And the Holy Spirit is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit. And a spirit is a ghost. Now, if I died right now, my body would fall over here on the floor, and it would give up the ghost. My spirit would leave my body and go home and be with the Lord. That's what it's talking about in the Bible, about giving up the ghost. But I'm going to tell you something. There ain't nowhere in that Bible where it said a ghost talked to anybody. But there is a place in the Bible where it said the evil spirit said. You don't see one? Let's see if I got that. See if I got that reference. I don't know if I do or not. I don't know if I wrote that reference down. But I started talking about where the evil spirit said and the devil said. So I think, and I can't prove this, but I think the devil hates the Trinity, hates God so much that he tends to discredit the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He makes Jesus a constant attack of people's blasphemy out in the world. He constantly causes people to cuss and talk about ghosts as something being bad. So that you'd be surprised people talk when we talk about the Holy Ghost that ain't never been in church. They think, oh my goodness, they're talking about ghosts. There's ghosts in here. All these Pentecostal people talk about the Holy Ghost getting inside of them. Yeah, the Holy Ghost is inside of us. The Holy Ghost is in me and the Holy Ghost is in you. But he's a Holy Ghost, not a wicked ghost. Now it might be, and I can't prove this, but it might be, you'd have to study it out, that the devil has went to work on that word ghost and made everybody think it's a bad, scary thing, when in fact the Holy Ghost is your comforter and your guide and your leader in this world. And I leave the King James Bible exactly as it stands. I wouldn't change one word of it. If it says Holy Ghost, leave it. And it's talking about the Spirit of the Lord, the second, or the third person of the Godhead. There's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Neither one of them are less God or more God. When you deal with the Son, you're dealing with God. When you deal with the Holy Ghost, you're dealing with God. When you deal with the Father, you're dealing with God. The Bible calls all three of them God. The Bible said Jesus was God. It said God was manifest in flesh. That's Jesus Christ. The Bible said the Holy Spirit is God. It talks about in Acts, the book of Acts, about the Spirit speaketh, and the Spirit called them to the ministry, and the Spirit led them here, and the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work that I have called them. The Holy Ghost called them guys. So the Holy Ghost is God. Now, there's one in three and three in one. There's not three gods. There's just one God, but he's manifest in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. One man said, well, y'all believe in three gods. No, we don't. You just don't understand it. Just because you don't understand it don't mean it ain't true. We don't believe in three gods. One plus one plus one equals three. We believe in one times one times one equals one. They're all three God, and they're all three omniscient, and they're all three omnipotent, but they're just one God. Eternally manifest in three persons. That's in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. Now, somebody said, do you believe in ghosts? Yeah, we sure do. The Holy Ghost. Amen. Do we believe in witches? We sure do. There's no such thing as a good witch. No such thing as a Christian witch. There's been an extreme explosion revival of Satanism in the last 40 years in this country. There was a time when if a person said, "I worship Satan," Lord have mercy, people, it would have been all over. Now it is normal. There's I don't know how many 100,000 professed witches in America now, and the world just accepts that as totally and completely normal. We've seen things happen now in the last 30 years that came out with the Beatles. When the Beatles first hit this country in the early 60s, they come in with music and it was all, "I want to hold your hand, I love you," and all that kind of stuff. Then they started getting weird and they got into that drug culture, and then they went over and met them gurus and they said, "These people, this Eastern mysticism, have better thoughts than we do here in America," and Eastern religion invaded North America. And ladies and gentlemen, our country has been on a downward spiral ever since. Suddenly, people in America started thinking, well, maybe we're not right. Maybe there is other truths. Maybe there is other gods. Open your mind. Question authority. Anything we've always believed, don't necessarily swallow it. Try other things. Get high. And buddy, they got high. And they got hooked up with the wrong spirit. And they started meditating. A lady told me the other day, that in a Presbyterian church, all the older ladies are meeting in a Presbyterian church and doing yoga. I mean, and you know what yoga, you wind up crossing your legs, brother, and doing this. And you know why they do that right there? You know why they do that in meditation? Because the spirit, they say when that spirit runs through you, instead of running out your fingers, it'll run back in your thumb, keep circulating through you back and forth like this. And Christian ladies have no business doing yoga. If you want to exercise, there's plenty of exercises you can do without meditating. Amen? Amen. You don't have to meditate to lose weight. I can tell you a better way. You might not want to do it, but I can tell you how. And it's guaranteed and it's free. Actually, you'll make money, but you don't want to do it like that. And so we in the last 30 years, old Anton LaVey came out in 66 and began the Satanic Church, 1966. And then he printed the Satanic Bible in 1969. In 1967, the first Satanic wedding in America was performed, and they stood at the altar, and everything through black rice, and everything was all shrouded, and they said the wedding was conceived in hell instead of heaven. And brother, the University of California at Berkeley then offered a BA degree, Bachelor of Arts degree, in magic. And then people started studying it. And here in this day and time, you are living in the most pagan time. Even with all of our technology. Crystals. You'd be surprised the movie stars that carry crystals around. A crystal, a rock in their pocket. And they think, if I got this rock in my pocket, when I go in for this interview, I'll get this job. But if I don't have it in my pocket, I won't get this job. Have any of y'all ever heard of something, how dumb is that? Raise your hand, please, if you've heard of that. If anybody ever tried that, don't raise your hand. I hope that you don't think a rock in your pocket will help you get a job. You know what they believe? Shirley MacLaine, old Squirrely. That's her book, Out on a Limb. Squirrely MacLaine. And she wrote that book. And they believe that if you have that crystal and you meditate with it, that when you walk in that office, it neutralizes the negative forces in that office. Now, you know what that is? That's trying to have God without God. You don't neutralize. Here's what you really do. You pray, "Lord, please put it in his heart. If it's your will for me to have this job, you'd work it out, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen." And pray the Holy Spirit will have the right atmosphere in there. That's their substitute. That's the devil's counterfeit for Christianity. Now listen, if you think a rock in your pocket's going to neutralize the force field, negative forces in the room, and help you get a job, I got some land I need to sell you as soon as church is over. Beachfront property in Georgia. And I know you'll enjoy it. But anyway, it's in this advanced day and time, it's hard to believe we could be that heathenistic. Let me give you a few signs of somebody who's messing with demonic power. And all you young people, if those kids were back in here tonight, they could tell you people who do this. First is cutting yourself. They call them cutters. The teenagers are out there right now, but how many of you know somebody, a young person, who cuts themselves? Would you raise your hand, please? All right, look at that, all over the building. Now, if you'd asked that question 40 years in America, they wouldn't have been one probably in an average church. Movie stars like Angelina Jolie, some of them take a knife and cut theirself. And they say it's their way of relieving stress. I'm telling you, brother, I ain't never been stressed according to that. I mean, I've worried a little bit and had some burdens, but for some reason or another, I never thought, well, if you take a knife and cut yourself, things will be all right. That's crazy. In the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, the demon-possessed man, the man who was demon-possessed did that.
In true life, George Washington, they used to bleed him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they were talking about getting rid of diseases. They cut you to bleed. They thought it bled diseases out. Can anybody give us an example, don't call no names, of a young person or something that you've had dealings with of cutting herself? Would you give us an example? Can anybody do that?
20 years ago, there was a girl who used to cut herself. We just thought she was weird.
Yeah.
But she just cut herself. She didn't know why. She didn't chop down her arms.
Yeah. She didn't know why?
No. She said, I don't know. She carried a scar over her arms, cut herself.
Wow. Yeah, we were dealing with a young lady not long ago. I think it was at camp, and she had just cut marks all the way up through there where she just sat and cut herself. I remember in school, when I was in high school, girls that really, really liked certain boys, they'd sit around and take something sharp and carve their initial, like a J or a T or whatever, on their arm. And I thought, you're crazy. I remember thinking that. Because I ain't like nobody that good. I remember thinking, y'all are crazy for doing that. But it's a sign. It's a sign, Brother Mike.
Yeah, that is quite common, too. They wear long sleeves, and then a lot of girls don't cut their thigh. Because you can't see them.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. So that's a relief. The mother?
Ew.
Lord have mercy. The mother? You're talking about the mother?
Yeah, the mother, yeah.
Isn't that sad? You used to not hear stuff like that. You know what the Bible says about that man who was possessed? It said he was always cutting himself. That's in the Bible for a reason, y'all. The Bible is the textbook on our generation. And it's the only infallible textbook. The Bible is not written just so we can show us how to go to heaven. That's part of it. But it's about life and everything in it. And it covers everything. Who had their hand raised up?
The old Indian. There was an old Indian custom where if you want to be your brother, you
raise your hands. I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that now when I was little. Blood brothers. I never did want to do that neither. I remember hearing about that stuff and I thought, man, y'all crazy. I get hurt enough on my bicycle wrecks and skinning my knees that I'm not going to do it to myself. I'm glad I had a mama that had the right spirit on her. And I remember feeling weird around stuff like that. And I'm telling you, the wrong spirit has invaded our country, y'all. The wrong spirit. Used to never hear about stuff like that. Now he says, Mike works with kids in public school every day. She works with families all the time. And they can tell you it is extremely common. Well, let me tell you some more right quick. The man in the Bible, violence, being violent, staying up all night. When a kid wants to stay up all night, that is a sure sign they are hooked up with the wrong spirit. Staying up all night, the Bible said it was always crying in night and days in the tombs, obsessed with death. Death metal, death rock, death. I tell you something, kids will stay up all this week watching those bloody movies where they're just cutting people, eyeballs popping out, guts everywhere. I'm telling you, I don't see why somebody won't get up. What do people get out of looking at that? And I mean, they're bad nowadays. I can't even, when I see them getting ready to cut somebody's head off now, man, I'll just, whew, Lord have mercy. I mean, used to, we watch Frankenstein and stuff, but that ain't nothing compared to Chainsaw 2 and Chainsaw 3 and whatever it is nowadays. I don't even know what it is nowadays. What is it, Jeremy? You watch all them. I'm just kidding. Obsession with death. Bloody movies, cutting yourself, staying up all night, violence, not being able to keep them under control, breaking all the rules. The Bible said they would bind them with chains and fetters, and they'd break them. That means they break every rule you put on them. Everything you tell them to do, they'll do the opposite. We're living in that generation. Amen? You better believe we are. But I'm gonna stop here in just a minute. And then we got the zombies. Those zombies I read about are supposedly people that come out of hell, and they come back. They're sort of half dead and half alive, and they walk like this, you know, like that. And one of their eyes is hanging down here somewhere, or something like that. I'm telling you, brother, I don't know if I'd hate to see one of them things coming down the road, but that stuff's going to start happening probably during the tribulation. That you'll see something in a semi-state of death walking the streets of our big cities during the tribulation. No doubt about it. Ain't no doubt about it. There's not a doubt in my mind. The zombie movies, Twilight, vampires is getting people ready for the Great Tribulation. All that Stephen King stuff. Where do you think Stephen King gets that stuff? Where does that stuff's something real he's writing about, and it's preparing the world. We're desensitized to that type of thing. So when it does happen, like it says in the book of Revelation, people, you know, just go with it. All right, anybody else before I stop? Yeah. Now, let me say this. Don't go too far. Don't get so self-righteous that you condemn anybody for if they give candy or get candy. If I want to give a kid a piece of candy, there's nothing wrong with that. If I want to come to your house and get a piece of candy, there's nothing wrong with that. But we draw the line where the Bible draws the line. Right? That's what we do on everything else. Where the Bible draws the line, we draw the line.
Brother Danny? Places in the the state of Louisiana, in 5 years that they've been babies, crucified as Satan worship.
Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Now, the world will deny that that's happening. They'll think, oh, that's silly. It's just all fun and games. But the people, the police know it's happening. Yeah. People get saved and come out of it. Testify that. All right? Amen. All right. Y'all have a good, safe Friday. Amen. Let's stand. Let's stand. We'll be dismissed after this. Shake hands one another. Fellowship a little bit. Thank you for coming to church tonight. God bless you. Let's pray, and we'll be dismissed. And amen. Mr. Bentley, you dismiss us. And everybody fellowship before we go.